Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Proverbs chapter 4, verses 10 through 23. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Proverbs, the fourth chapter. Hear, my son, and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many. I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the paths of uprightness. When you walk, your step will not be hampered, and if you run, you will not stumble. Keep hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk on the way of the evil. Avoid it. Do not go on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they cannot sleep unless they have done wrong. They are robbed of sleep unless they have made someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Do not enter the path of the wicked and do not walk in the way of the evil. Avoid it. Do not go on it. Turn away from it and pass on. I received this advice at least once before coming to work at Synod. It was good advice. There is temptation here. There is cover for darkness. There's the allure of trying to straddle the paths of this world's agenda and Christ's. There's the perennial question of what is good for the kingdom and what is good for business. And fear most the one who thinks that it's easy to do both of those. This is no joke that Solomon made. But neither is it limited to the world of the Synod or of the parachurch. The two ways are quite different when it comes to where they lead and when it comes to who leads us on them. But the fork in the road, that lies perpetually in the heart of each of us. We are the children of God. We are His flock of sheep. These are both terms of endearment to us. But even so, they're terms that humble us, that warn us that we are vulnerable, that we are those who require simple instructions like, don't do bad stuff. So, Emma, heed this wisdom as you begin today. You are an intern, which might be a term of endearment, but it's definitely a low and humbling name, both in the corporate office and in the church. It's close to child, but we welcome you to be a child of God with us, just as we are, one who belongs to Christ, yet who is vulnerable to temptation, and therefore one who is in greater need of wisdom, far more than of more smarts, or of more money, or of more power, in order to accomplish your work, in order to press the business into the service of the kingdom and to grow brighter and brighter until full day. The two ways are always the ways of life and the way of death. And like most advice from our fathers to us know-it-all children, this warning sounds pretty dumb. I mean, who is it who chooses death? Who can't sleep unless they've done wrong? This is ridiculous. But of course, this is not. This is our Father who is speaking. This is the wisdom greater than Solomon who is speaking to us in this scripture. He sees deeper. He sees farther than we do. He sees to the end of the path. And we who think that everything ought to be our choice, we're always those who overlook that there are rarely signposts at the head of the trail saying, this way to death, unless our Father were to give them to us. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They don't know over what they stumble. The way of death gets deadlier. And as it does, it blinds us, it blinds that person on the road, I should say, to their wickedness. They believe that they are seeking justice. They're robbed of sleep unless they have raised awareness for their cause. They make it their daily bread. They become intoxicated with it, perhaps, but without seeing that it actually is wicked violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, the light which shines brighter and brighter until full day. Truth is a light that the wicked cannot stand, especially when it reveals that they have been deceived, when it shows that they perhaps have deceived others and made them party to their gobbling and their guzzling of the violent pseudo-sacraments of wickedness. To a lesser degree, this is always why children struggle to hear their father's advice. But to the greatest degree, it is why serving the causes of life, as you will do, Emma, requires wisdom. Now, you have the light, thanks be to God. You have Christ, who brought you into this path which leads you back to Himself. But to cast this light into all of those dark alleys, that is going to enrage those who are content in their wickedness. It's also going to give you a glimpse into the same things. Do not enter it. Do not be twisted by it either. Do not believe that the righteousness of God can be accomplished by the anger of man or of woman. But do believe that you are a child of God. You are a son. You are an heir of His life. All of you. Hear and accept His words. Keep hold of Christ. Guard His instruction as your life. Believe this incredible promise against all the naysayers, all the haters of synod, or of life, or of childlike piety. Believe that your step will not be hampered because you trusted God's ways even at the expense of money or power. Nor will you stumble if you run in the way of His commandments. This is the faith of a child. And this is the order of Christ's kingdom, which Solomon wisely sets before us today. Hear Christ. Believe Him and treasure His words, for in these you will find life. And then, from such faith, from the word of life that has entered into our hearts, then life also may flow to others. God grant it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.